it's very good conditions at the moment for harvest for almonds. We like dry grapes, don't like rain during the harvest period. And in the Riverland and Sunraysia, we've had that spell of hot weather, which is ideal. The Riverina has had some rain events, up to 5 millimetres, and that is a cause for some concern. Hopefully we won't get any more, though, for the rest of the harvest period.
And what are your predictions? Are they sticking with that record crop?
Yes, we are. We believe that the crop this year will be 75,000 tonnes, which will beat the 2013 crop of 73,000 tonnes. The individual growers are reporting that their yields are very good, so we're very confident that the crop will be there and at 75,000 tonnes at least.
Can anything go wrong at this stage, or is it a fantastic year?
Well, certainly shaping up as a very good year. The returns from the markets are very strong, and the crops themselves are looking very good as well. There was some reports of slightly smaller kernel size this year, which is a sign of normally having very good yields on trees.
The US, obviously California, is still struggling through drought and low water availability. So does that make the Australian price for almonds look good?
Yes, well, the US industry is 80% of world production. So any hiccup that they have with regard to their production year does have an impact on world price. And at this stage, they haven't come out of their drought during their winter period with rainfall or snowfall on the Sierra Nevadas is critical to their water supply during the growing year. So they still have major concerns with regards to water availability, and that's being reflected in the world price at the moment.
And that's good news for Australian growers?
It certainly is good news from the returns point of view for Australian growers for their 2015 crop. At this stage, it looks like it'll also be a record level of payments to growers on the record crop. So we're certainly getting it from both good yields and good prices. And the Australian dollar is also, with it having fallen, will increase returns from those export markets.
What about for this crop? How much of that is already sold? I believe that there's the record crop is mostly sold.
Yes, there has been very strong pre-harvest sales of the 2015 crop at those very strong global prices. And so we're expecting that we will be in a position of having no difficulty in selling the rest of the 2015 crop. Our marketers are attending FoodEx in Tokyo next week, and that's part of the whole industry export market development program where we've attended and had very strong demand or interest shown in the Australian crop over the last few months.